Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
Decomposing bodies found in a drifting boat off Carriacou, and more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards, the news coming right up. A drifting vessel found by Grenada police after responding to reports of the drifting boat in the vicinity of Gunpoint, Carriacou on Sunday. Police investigations are continuing to determine the nationalities of several decomposed bodies. GBN News reports.
The boat, which was retrieved and towed to Havieville by the Grenada Coast Guard, contained seven decomposed adult male bodies. Officer in charge of the Community Relations Department, ACP Trevor Rodney, explained.
Officers were notified by civilian persons of a boat that is located close to Carriacou and would have sighted that boat, went close to the boat and observed what appears to be partly decomposed bodies, human beings in that boat. And of course, the officers responded, Coast Guard together with Carriacou police officers.
In speaking to GBN, ACP Rodney said items found aboard the vessel will be used to determine the origin of the vessel and its occupants.
We found certain devices on that boat, cell phones and the GPS device that we, of course, would analyze and help us to identify possible location from where that boat came. They were in that unusually looking boat, not one that we normally see within the our areas, and under what appears to be algae, barnacles of growing on the boat that kind of indicate that that boat has been in the water for sometime.
The cause of death will be determined by a post-mortem, which is expected to take place as soon as the bodies arrive in Grenada.
There was protest action in Antigua on Tuesday related to a recent court case judgment. That was Observer Radio News' lead story on its Lunchtime News Tuesday.
Protesters gathered outside the Ministry of Legal Affairs to condemn a decision by the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions to appeal the acquittal of three corruption-accused former government ministers. Last Tuesday, the DPP's office filed an application to review Justice Colin Williams' decision to dismiss the case against Harold Lovell, Dr. Jackie Quinn, Wilmoth Daniel, who are all accused of embezzlement and conversion regarding three buses in 2008. The residents say it is taxpayers who will have to dig deep in their pockets to pay for further legal charges that may be associated with the case.
In Jamaica, an accused rapist was shot and killed on Wednesday in 11 Miles Bow Bay, St. Thomas. This has been the second murder in the parish relating to rape accusations in recent times. This report from CVM News.
Some residents of 11 Miles Bull Bay have deemed it an act of justice after a man was shot dead hours after being accused of raping a woman from the community. Senior communications strategist in the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Dennis Brooks, says the alleged victim gave her statement to the police before the man was gunned down.
While the statement was being collected by the police, we received information that a man had been murdered in the nearby community. In the statement that she would have given, she would have identified this person as the man who allegedly raped her. Yes? He remains currently unidentified.
He says the JCF is warning the public against vigilante killings.
There is an established way within a modern society for us to handle these matters. And regardless of what we think about the justice system, it is the best system that we have. Because when you take matters into your own hands and you pursue jungle justice, you very often do not dispense justice fairly. And so the very thing that you despise, you often become.
Brooks asserts that thorough research and investigation in efforts to bring perpetrators to justice are the only lawful options in treating with cases of sexual assault.
In Guyana, an Essequibo man has been jailed for the raping of a birthday girl. Guyana News Source has that report.
In the courts, a 24-year-old Essequibo man will spend the next 12 years behind bars after he was convicted of raping a young girl on her 13th birthday. The man was 17 years old at the time. Kimo Calvin Chase appeared before Justice Prius Unirine Bihari at the Sunny High Court for sentencing. He was found guilty of the act a month ago. Despite the guilty verdict, the young man continued to plead his innocence, telling the court that the entire incident was fabricated by the young girl. His attorney asked the court for a suspended sentence, but Justice Bihari pointed out that the man showed no remorse throughout the trial, and the physical and psychological trauma that the incident had on the victim ought not be dismissed. In a statement to the court, the victim recounted that she was raped multiple times by the man during her preteen years. The convicted rapist was taken off to jail to begin his sentencing.
Who runs Dominica's newest and largely fledgling political party? One faction of the APP has this explanation, as Nature Isles' Carlisle John Baptist reports.
The Alternative People's Party, APP, continues to be embroiled in controversy as it seeks to gain the trust and confidence of the electorate in Dominica. Just a few months ago, the party and its strategist and founder Alex Bruno was engaged in a war of words resulting in his departure from the party. Now, its acting political leader Tahira Blanchard and president of the party Julius Corbett has been fired as executive leaders. In a release from Kendra Stephen, who is chair of the transitory executive, she states that on the strength and authority of the party's constitution, the Alternatives People Party wishes to clarify the positions of the transitory executive, which was duly elected to lead the party's operation until further notice. The transitory executive, which was elected on October 20, 2021, is the only legitimate administrative unit of the APP. And we do not recognize Tahira Blanchard or Julius Corbett as executive leaders, the release states. Further, the positions of party leader acting and the president acting are, quote, null and void, and any action undertaken or statements made by them in their annulled capacities are baseless and without merit, unquote. The release goes on to state that any business to be handled by the media and the public, by extension, must be done through the transitory executive via email address appdominica@gmail.com. As a reminder, since the transitory executive, APP has not been, we are not currently soliciting funds from the public. Our main focus is on preparing and repositioning the team for greater public engagement, which will recommence following the appointment of our honorable political leader.
When and why Christmas decorations received an unwelcome response imposed on a statue in Trinidad and Tobago.
Complaints about Christmas decorations surrounding the statue of Captain Arthur Andrew Cipriani of Independence Square, Port of Spain, came down on Sunday. Late in the evening, a work crew removed the decorations and lights which had been installed by the Urban Development Corporation of Trinidad and Tobago and the Office of the Prime Minister. Several trade unions had on Saturday called for Unicut and the Port of Spain City Corporation to remove the decorations which covered the statue, saying it was disrespectful to the trade union movement. The statue was covered with the construction of a decorative gingerbread house with Christmas ornaments at the Cipriani roundabout. The Port of Spain Mayor, Joel Martinez, said he understood the concerns and he ordered the decorations to be taken down. The statue was erected in 1959 by former Prime Minister Dr. Eric Williams. Cipriani was a trade unionist, World War I veteran, and former mayor of Port of Spain.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Wednesday, 15th December. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.